Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about Prader-Willi syndrome. If you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/Prader-Willi or in the genetic condition section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Prader-Willi syndrome is a genetic condition caused by the loss of functional genes on the proximal arm of the chromosome 15 inherited from the father. This can be due to a deletion of this portion of the chromosome, or when both copies of chromosome 15 are inherited from the mother. There's a few key features to look out for in your exams. Constant insatiable hunger that leads to obesity. Poor muscle tone as an infant, which we call hypotonia. Mild to moderate learning disability. Hypogonadism. Fair soft skin that's prone to bruising. Mental health problems, particularly anxiety. Dysmorphic features. Narrow forehead. Almond-shaped eyes. Strabismus, which is a squint. A thin upper lip. And a downturned mouth. A quick Tom tip for you. The key feature everyone remembers for Prader-Willi syndrome is the insatiable hunger. Feeding can often be a challenge initially due to hypotonia, and it's only later on that food seeking and excessive eating occurs. It's worth remembering some other key facts about the condition, such as the treatment with growth hormone and the poor muscle tone, so that you know more than just the link with appetite. There's no cure for Prader-Willi syndrome. Carefully limiting access to food under the guidance of a dietitian is required to control weight. This usually requires locking food in cupboards, putting a lock on the fridge, and even controlling access to rubbish bins. Under dietitian guidance, they require lower than normal calorie intake, particularly as they tend to have low activity levels due to poor muscle strength and tone. Everyone that's in contact with the child will need to be educated about limiting access to food, including their teachers, carers, and relatives. Growth hormone is indicated by NICE as a treatment for Prader-Willi syndrome, with the aim of improving muscle development and body composition. Supportive care from the multidisciplinary team is required to manage the condition, and this involves dietitians, who play a very important role, extra educational support, social workers, psychologists and psychiatrists, physiotherapists, and occupational therapists. So thanks for listening to this episode on Prader-Willi syndrome. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing this podcast. If you found the podcast helpful and you want written notes on this topic and all the other topics, head over to Amazon and pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. There are full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books on Audible, so you can take all of the episodes with you wherever you go or listen to the books from cover to cover. You can also find notes, videos, illustrations, and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be on Angelman syndrome.